What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I am often accused of being the spokesperson for our next guest. Tuukka Rask is with us here this morning. Hey, bud.
Doing? Hi. How you doing? Great. I'm out of breath here. I have to walk the stairs.
Little out of breath?
Yeah, that's the biggest workout I've done in 4 weeks.
I'm assuming when it comes to surgery, you haven't been doing your normal workouts.
I haven't done anything, yeah.
You haven't done anything.
Still 2-3 more weeks away from actually working out.
Yeah. How did it, surgery went good? Everything?
Yeah,
everything?
Really good. It was perfect, like the doctor said.
Yeah.
They fixed everything they wanted to, and you know, I was just waiting.
And you're moving around great because we saw you in passing at Zach Brown Band and you had a crutch. So
yeah.
Now, crutch free.
Exactly. As of 2 weeks ago. No more crutches, walking, and doing rehab. So, feels good.
We haven't really had a chance to talk to you since the playoffs. I wanted to, when it came to that injury and when you were dealing with the coaching staff, was that something that you were, you know, you kind of relied on them to tell you, hey, we want you to go, we don't want you to go? How does that work when you're that goaltender and you're injured? How does that decision get made?
Yeah, well, I think we had a conversation after, or what game did we lose? Was it 5 or 6? I don't even remember.
It was 5. Correct? Or was it Ken?
I believe it was I want to say 5.
Yeah, five.
Yeah, whatever. Before the last game, we had a conversation with the goalie coach and Butch, and you know, he was basically asking me, hey, can you go?
Yeah.
And I said yes. Yeah, I mean, that's a tough, like you probably know, Wiggy, like coach asks you, can you play? Like you have to say pretty banged up if you say no, because then,
yeah, you know, right.
Like, you know, not in baseball.
No, yeah. Any other sport, you're right.
But in hockey, the coach asks you, and you say you're going to go.
Yeah. So I mean, I felt good enough that I could play. Like, if obviously it's really a tough decision. Like I said, you know, to say I can't play. But like I felt like I was good enough to play, and then it didn't affect my performance in the last game. You know, there's all kinds of medicine you can take, kind of numb the pain off before the game and whatnot.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Too bad we lost, but, you know, it didn't affect my performance, I felt like.
Yeah.
As a player, is it hard with fans that you're doomed if you do and you're doomed if you don't,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
If you play, why'd he play? If you didn't play, why didn't he play? So
right,
is that hard
yeah.
as a player?
Not
she
really.
She means for you. Is
right.
it hard for you?
Yeah, right. We don't really think about it. It's, you know, you make the decision based on what's best for you and your team. You know, you can't really think of the fans at that point. But like you said, it's, you know... You're gonna lose anyway, so
yeah,
no matter
right.
what you do. So
yeah, what are you thinking about next season?
I'd be ready to go probably around Christmas time, January. So hopefully I can start skating here in about a month and a half or so, and then kind of progress from there, and then be ready to go January.
And how does that work with the Bruins? Because you're a free agent.
Yeah.
Right. Are you in ongoing discussions with them? You
not right now, but we had good talks with Sweeney's and. I think we're on the same page. So we'll see how my rehab goes, and then we'll hopefully sign a contract.
You had said that you want to be here.
Yeah.
And I think some, you know, if you're looking at it from the outside, you say, all right, well, what else is Tuukka going to say? But that's real for you. Like you're going to stay here after hockey. This is your hometown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know, like I played in one team when I was in Finland. And I've been, you know, so lucky to be part of only one team in the NHL. For me, it's about that, you know, pride of playing one team and one team only, and kind of, you know, I have no reason to, you know, chase the money anymore and go somewhere else. You know, it's going to be one of those things that, you know, I feel, you know, that the Bruins is my home, the Boston is my home, and I've always wanted to play here, wanted to stay here, so. The money won't be an issue. Like we had a conversation with Sweeney's, and I'll be a cheap goalie for them, I think.
Donnie, you'll be a cheap goalie.
Yeah, for
Donnie
sure.
Donnie listens to the program. So what is that, like 500 grand? Like you do? Would you
I don't want to say any numbers because that's not smart.
Your agent will be calling you right
that
after.
That could be very intriguing.
But,
like
but I would say, like, I'm not looking for like a $7 million contract anymore.
Right.
You know, I'm at
no,
that
like
point
to
in my
hear
career.
You say that.
You know, so it's like I just like to help the team out. you know, I feel like I'm a veteran goalie and there's some young guys coming in, so whatever I could do to help the guys out, I would do it and, you know, end my career as a Bruin.
Jeremy Swayman was a part of this yesterday. Seems like, I mean, tell us a little bit about him and what you see in the future for him.
Well, he's a great, great goalie, talented goalie, and a great guy, like you probably saw. He's super outgoing and nice. So, you know, I had a luxury of knowing him last year a little bit. You know, he was around, and you know, he's got a great future ahead of him. Like I said, hopefully I can help him out.
We were talking with Torrey Krug earlier. It's been a sad couple days here in Boston because of the passing of Jimmy Hayes.
Yeah.
You had the opportunity to play with him. What was he like as a teammate?
Well, he was great. You know, everywhere he went, he just brought a smile to your face because he was so outgoing and nice. You know, that's I think the biggest thing that stands out from him. You know, we always had a good time with him. He made everybody feel, you know, home when you were around him. So it was very sad news. You know, it just goes to show that you can't take anything for granted in life. You know, it could end any second.
We were talking also with Torrey about you, Jimmy. Who else? Z, dressing up as minions and going to going to Children's Hospital.
Was I part? I was probably part of that.
You were
too.
Yeah. You were part of that. And I know that not only prior to now, but it continues. You guys have the opportunity to go visit those who are at Dana-Farber, at Children's Hospital, fighting this fight against cancer. What's that like for you when you go and visit those patients?
It's been, I think it's been a tradition ever since I've been part of the Bruins. You know, we go to certain hospitals, different hospitals every year, and I think the guys take huge pride in it, you know, being able to help out and go bring smiles to the kids' faces and the families' faces. And, you know, it really puts your life into perspective when you go see, you know, you see little babies who are, you know, fighting for their lives and their families are there with them. And you're just, you know, putting your jersey on and going to shake their hands and, you know, kind of trying to talk about whatever it is non-hospital related. And it's really eye-opening. Sometimes it's very tough. But, you know, I think, like I said, we take huge pride in it that we can do that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask one question because you talked a little bit about your future. And part of your decision was it the fact that when you look at this team, that you guys have this window where you can and should be able to win a Stanley Cup. Was that something that you thought about part of your decision of saying, okay, once I'm healthy and I'm back, I want to come back and play for the Bruins because I feel like we have unfinished business here and we still have the core – and that's yourself included with a team that should be able to bring a Stanley Cup back to Boston.
Yeah, absolutely. That was part of that. Also, you know, there's few guys now like Berge and Marshy. Well, Krejci is in check now, but, you know, we've played entire careers together, and I feel like it would be a shame just to go somewhere and you know, try to chase something dollar-wise or trophy-wise when you have a chance to finish your career with the same group that you started. And then you look at the additions that, you know, the Bruins signed. It looks like a really capable team again. So looking forward to that, yeah.
You talked about the kids, and walking around here, there are a lot of kids from the Jimmy Fund present right now. In the locker room, when people are talking about there's an event coming up, some type of charity event, can you guys come? It seems like the Bruins are everywhere. Every charity event I've ever been at, they've been highly represented. Is that something that you guys as a team just enjoy doing? You like to go out in the community and give back in any way you can?
Yeah, very much so. And I think the Bruins Foundation has done a tremendous job kind of getting out there and you know, being involved in every single kind of charity or hospital or whatever it might be and sending the guys over there. And it's just about, you know, they ask you if you want to go, and obviously you say yes, I would love to go. And, you know, last year was kind of different from that because nobody could go anywhere and took a year off. We did some virtual visits and whatnot. But yeah, it's always great to go, you know, any kind of events.
I want to get this deal done right now.
Yeah, well, how much? What's your fee? How 100% you take?
I won't take any commission.
Wow,
that's he'll take good season tickets. Looks like.
But I'm wondering what we could fold into. So if you know, Donnie has to be concerned about the budget.
He's always concerned about the budget. Of course he is.
Like most GMs, right?
Yeah, right.
Cam, they gotta be concerned. What else could we, like, Wiggy has a chicken parm sandwich that is named after him,
right,
at Milano's.
I think we can
in East Boston. Could we do a season supply of chicken parm sandwiches for Tuukka should he sign a discount deal?
Here's what I think we could do. We have my men's Bear League team. We always looking for goalies.
Oh.
You know, our one goalie, Fuji's like 65. Yeah. He comes out, performs, stands on his head. Instantly, price goes up.
Oh, the price goes up.
There
yeah.
we go.
That's not yeah. even, yeah.
Yeah, and they must be watching those.
And we give free Bud Lights after the game.
Great offer.
See, sold.
Will you be a guy after hockey who will play over 40 beer league? Will you
not a chance.
not a chance?
No.
Sure? Come on. Why not?
You know, you can. I think you only have so many butterflies in your life. And
I think Jagr is.
Yeah, well, that's... I don't know. It's just the tying the skates part, I think, for me, it was going to be, you know.
Will be difficult.
Yeah.
We got to take a quick break. However, I think an old teammate of yours, a former co-owner of a boat with you, is going to join us next. Do you want to stick around and just say hello?
I just saw him a couple days ago.
Oh,
so you talked to him, yeah.
So that's all right. So you don't need to talk to him.
I don't need all to
right,
talk to
we'll
him.
Talk to him. Well, listen, right. You do anybody else before Tuukka goes?
Yeah, I just one last
do you want to tell him how all over him you were?
Yeah, I was. I was
in the bubble.
Well, I was all over you in the bubble.
Did you ever hear about that?
Yes.
No, it's fine.
I'm a fan long before I was a professional athlete, so I want to see my teams do well. I was, you know, all over, but I was wrong for that, and I apologized on the air.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I would say this, and I think it comes with the position, right? Because I liken goalie to quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the team does well, it's usually the goalie. When the team does bad, it's the goalie. It's like the quarterback position. Yeah. How do you deal with that position knowing that comes with that? And you get a lot of criticism from fans like myself or other fans out there. How do you deal with that mentally knowing that position is so highlighted unlike any other position?
Yeah, I think you grow into it. You know, you kind of – I started playing goalie when I was like 3-4 years old, you know. So then you quickly realize that, you know, it's on you most nights. And then it's part of the territory. You know, early on in my career, I think I took more pressure and you know, kind of put more pressure on myself to perform and, you know, kind of was like listening what people may think or may not think. And then once you learn that doesn't do any good for you, you kind of let that go and just focus on your job and you know what's going to come. There's going to be good, there's going to be bad, and trying to push that aside. So it's you grow into it, and then experience helps a lot. It's just part of the territory.
How will you deal until Christmas time watching the games? Will that be hard for you to watch and know that you can't get out there until down the road?
I don't think it's going to be tough. I don't even know if I'm going to watch.
Okay.
I might decide not to watch all of them just to kind of like keep myself sane.
Yeah. Football's on.
Right, right. But yeah, you know, like I said, we'll see how it goes. Hopefully when I start skating, everything feels good and I feel like I'll be back, you know, playing sometime soon. But, you know, if I start feeling bad and I'm like, I don't know if I can do this, then it might be difficult.
Right.
But as long as I know that, you know, I'm feeling great and I know that I'm going to be out there, then it won't be an issue.
All right. So takeaways, ready around Christmas time.
Yeah, but Christmas time, January probably. I don't want to give, you know, too big of a hoax.
Okay, somewhere around
there. Yeah,
somewhere around there. Don't want to play anywhere else. Want to finish the career here.
Yep.
And go for it one or two more times with this group of guys.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. And you would take $250,000.
Exactly. And free Bud Lights.
Free Bud Lights. All right. Well, listen, thanks for everything that you do. You do so much for charity, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Tuukka Rask.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.